and now dictation for Richard Schaeffer, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R, September 22nd, 37. Address as a letter, Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up for Mr. Schaeffer. With likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis, a number of valve abnormalities, anemia, iron deficiency, hypertension. Since the last visit in December, no hospital visits. Weight is stable, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies urinary changes, no infection, cloudiness of blood. She uses an electrical chair because of severe osteoarthritis of the knees, denies having chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, denies orthopnea, PND, no oxygen, no sleep apnea. Other review system is negative, only medication, aspirin and iron pills. Today, blood pressure, 163 over 80, no respiratory distress, alert orientation, free normal speech, lungs are clear, appears regular. He has aortic as well as mitral valve abnormalities, but there was no severe murmur that I can tell. He chews tobacco, no ascites tenderness, no edema, limited movement from arthritis, but no focal deficit. Prior stroke compromising the left eye. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is in February, creatinine 2.1, and that will be within baseline. For a GFR of 29, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, for the most part stable, no progression, no symptoms. Without obstruction, does have a small kidneys, 8.3 and 8.5. There has been, however, question urinary retention that he says was not able to empty the bladder in that opportunity, but when he arrived home, large urine output. I mentioned that as long as kidney function remains stable, we will monitor, but we might need to repeat that testing, as he can have enlargement of the prostate and bladder outlet obstruction causing the renal failure. Next number, hypertension, predominant systolic, needs to be checked at home before we start medications. Next number, severe aortic stenosis. Next number, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction in the 45%. Next number, I discussed with him the meaning of advanced renal failure, what symptoms to expect. No indication for dialysis, as he does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, pulmonary edema. There has been no need to change diet for potassium. There has been no need for bicarbonate replacement, phosphorus binders, or treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism. There has been no need for EPO treatment for anemia. He will do chemistry on a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 4 months. Might need to repeat post-void bladder ultrasound. End of dictation.